We'll ride for the day, and I'll sort out this slight problem in the interim, while you rest and prepare for my calling.
I cocked my head. You know that I need to prepare?
Of course. You just did 3 callings yesterday, which means you'll need several days to recover before you can do one again. Am I wrong?
Startled, all I could do was stare. But after a moment, I shook my head. No, you're correct.
Then, in the meantime, we'll ride now that words no doubt reached your king that I've taken you.
I pushed to a stand, wincing when my entire body ached. But that was the least of my concerns, since it didn't appear he was going to let me go after all. Where are we going? I winced again when another slash of pain from yesterday's callings cut through me. A groove appeared between his eyes, and he looked me up and down.
Are you hurt?
I shook my head and forced my limbs to relax. When I didn't say anything further, he added,
There's food outside. You'll eat, do whatever other business is needed before we mount, and then we go.
I took a step toward him just as he reached the tent's door. But go where? Instead of answering, he slipped out of the tent, the early morning sun shining upon his back, and reality hit me that I wouldn't be returning to Emerson Estate anytime soon. If I ever did.